Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaws about this weekend's annual Ainsworth Film Festival. This is part one of a two-part interview. Coming up at the end of July is a big event for Ainsworth, whether the locals know it or not. Can you share what this annual event is?
This year, the last Friday and Saturday of July, will be the 23rd annual film festival at the Ainsworth Opera House. When we started this 23 years ago, I don't think we called it a film festival. I didn't know what a film festival was. And now I've traveled all over the world to film festivals. And this is the longest running festival in film festival in Iowa, and the smallest town to host one. And I think probably the only film festival in the United States that uses only films from turn of the last century. Most places do not have access to those films, and we have 140 films to pick from. And I don't know whether we've ever shown all of them yet, but we do a different festival each year. And maybe with a theme and different things. So people say, well, I've been to the festival. Well, so have I, but I still go. But we show different things, and we know more about films each year than what we did the year before. So even if people have seen the festival, it's great to come and see the new things within the festival, see how people react from other places. Saving Britain has started bringing people to the area, and we've had people from out of state that have come here. I just had an email from a man in Oklahoma who said, I'm having trouble writing this because I'm crying so much about just having watched the film. And he said he just is amazed at the reaction that's shown in there to the old films. Well, we've had that for 23 years, and sometimes it takes people that are away from here to show us how to appreciate what we've taken for granted.
So one result of the documentary Saving Britain is more tourism than to the area. So these historic films will be shown in a historic space.
Right. We're working to broaden the use of the films. But Frank and Indiana Britain appeared in Ainsworth, so why not show the films in Ainsworth? They were in Ainsworth and Crawfordsville and Haskins, so it's a good place to show the films. And last year, we had more people came from Chicago and Omaha just for the film festival. Some of them stayed for both days of the festival than what we had local people. That's not saying anything against local people, but it just shows that sometimes people from away understand more than what we do. Because I think you think, well, this is something that's happened here and we've done it before, but we don't realize that no place else in the world can do it but here.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaws talking about the 23rd annual Ainsworth Film Festival being held this weekend at the Ainsworth Opera House. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.